Hello, I'm Courtney.
And I'm Jake.
And we are students at the University of Alabama. We are currently in a John Milton class, and today we're going to be talking about Book 9. Specifically, we're going to be going over lines 764 through 768. And basically what's happened so far is that Satan has slipped into the serpent, and he's disguised himself, and he's came up to Eve, and he tempted her already. And Eve was just kind of like, nah, I'm good. You know, I'm really not supposed to eat from that tree. And then he starts to flatter her and was kind of like, hey, look at me. You know, I'm smarter and I'm better than I ever was. And so she's kind of starting to lean that way and to be tempted. So, Jake, would you read those lines?
Absolutely. Okay, it reads, how dies the serpent? He hath eaten and lives and knows and speaks and reasons and discerns, irrational till then. For us alone was death invented, or to us denied this intellectual food for beasts reserved? So at this point, you'll have to remember that Eve's main problem is that she considers herself inferior to Adam. She wants the independence that he has, too. And the reason that the two have split off is because she wants to prove herself. So she really does believe herself inferior. And here before her, she has this snake, or serpent, rather, who has eaten from the fruit of the tree and now has this incredible intellect. So the only thing that she sees is improvement from the fruit, and all of the warnings that she's received so far don't work, basically.
Mm-hmm. She was told that if you eat it, you'll die. And so right in front of her is a live serpent who said that he had eaten it and he was not inferior to her anymore. So
exactly. We have to wonder, like, if she knows right now that she is essentially immortal, or does she think that she will die instantly from the fruit? Does she even know what death is? Does she not know that it'll bring death eventually? Eve, of course, has not met death as we have met death in hell. So until that arrives on Earth, how is she supposed to understand any of the warnings that she receives? And in what way does that make God's warning any good at all? Mm-hmm. It almost seems as if she says, well, if God says, okay, if you do this, I'm going to shoot you. But how is she supposed to know what a gun is,
of
course?
I mean, so far she's only been told these things. But, you know, she's dealing with, you know, just, you know, what she's been told and then actual, you know, living proof in front of her. So, I mean, she's kind of like, oh, wow. And also, you know, the serpent tells her that eating from the fruit is only going to prove her independence, that God wants her to prove her independence and that, you know, she's able to do things on her own. And so, of course, she bought into that.
Yes.
She was like, well, that's what I'm trying to do,
you know. Of course, like, and also you have to remember that Eve has not had direct contact with God also. So her first reaction upon seeing Satan isn't, I better watch out for him. It's, oh, my God, a talking snake, you know? So this is the first miraculous thing that she's seen, or one of the first miraculous things that she's seen. So what reason does she have to doubt Satan?
Mm-hmm.
And in that vein, why hasn't God appeared to Eve to give her this explicit warning? It almost seems a failing on God's part.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like when she questions, was death invented just for us humans? I mean, I don't think she really quite understands what she's questioning. I don't think she even knows what death is. And I don't really think that even Adam knows what death is. They've never seen it before. They've never, I mean, none of the animals have died, to my knowledge. I mean, according to Milton, nothing like that has happened so far in the book. And so they've never come across death. And to my knowledge, angels don't really either.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Seems
I mean,
like
no angels have died. I mean, they, you know, Milton says that they don't have bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of like gel or whatever they are. So I don't really think that Raphael could have even told Adam what death is. I think I think, you know, he has the foreknowledge. Raphael does. But I don't think that even he knows really what death is and how horrible it could be.
Yes. And it's just, they don't understand, like, Eve sees something moving in front of her. Not only the fact that it's a snake, which, I mean, they have received word that they're supposed to be superior to all the beasts of the earth, and this inferior thing to her now can speak. So imagine what kind of temptation that must be for her.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if that beast that's so inferior to her ate from the fruit and he still seems fine and in fact improved,
mm-hmm.
What kind of warning could she have received from God?
Mm-hmm. You know? And she also, I think that she would have looked at it like, okay, well, you know, he's inferior to me, but he now knows so much more than I do, mm-hmm. and he can talk.
Yes.
You know, and I think she was thinking on a selfish level, like, okay, I already know how to talk. I already know how to think.
Yes.
What more could I be if
exactly.
I ate from the fruit? You know, I think, because mm-hmm. she's so into herself anyways, I think that she
yeah.
was more thinking of it like, oh, wow. And possibly she could have thought, you know, oh, I could be so much smarter than Adam.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. even though she wanted to share it with him after she had eaten, of mm-hmm. course. But I think for a moment there, she thought, I could be better than Adam.
Yeah.
And I could be superior. I think that was really her only goal, is just to be superior. So thank you for listening to us. I hope you learned something, and I hope you enjoyed it.